This is episode number 307 with the Iceman Wim Hof. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide, and I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Wim Hof got his nickname, the Iceman, by breaking a number of records related to cold exposure. His feats include climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts, running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle on his bare feet, and standing in a container while covered with ice cubes for more than 112 minutes. Yes, you heard me right. Having embraced the majestic force of nature, Wim resolved to share his discoveries with the rest of the world. He is convinced that everyone can tap into this potential without having to invest the same decades worth of study, travel, and daring. And so he developed the Wim Hof Method, a natural path to an optimal state of body and mind. Over the years, Iceman Wim Hof has put a number of extraordinary achievements to his name, including 21 Guinness World Records. Extensive training enables him to control his breathing, heart rate, and blood circulation, and to withstand extreme temperatures. And in this episode, we chat about how to boost your immune system and reduce inflammation, why he created his method and how it healed him from depression and grief, how to overcome depression and control your emotions to achieve anything in life, how to move through fear, how to master your mind and why everyone is capable of extraordinary feats, the quickest and cheapest way to decrease stress and increase strength, both in the mind and body. He also shares the life-changing technique that is good for everything. How to change the chemistry of your body and mind. Why it's essential to let your kids be exposed to nature and let them trust their own gut instinct. Plus, so much more. And for everything that Wim and I mention in today's episode, you can check out in the show notes. And that's over at melissaambrosini.com/307. And before we dive into this epic conversation, I want to read the review of the week. And this week it comes from Tara Ivy, and it's a 5-star review titled My All-Time Favorite Podcast. And Tara says, Melissa, thank you so much for the time and effort you put into serving us. I always recommend your podcast to friends who feel they need some clarity in their life, as I truly believe that you have something to teach everyone. On a drive from Cairns to Sydney, I listened to every single episode and enjoyed every single one. You and your guests are an inspiration, and your podcast has truly changed my life and helped me on my own spiritual journey. Wow, Tara, first off, you listen to every single episode. You're amazing. I'm just hands down. You are incredible. And thank you so much for your kind words. And as a little thank you gift, I want to send you my Wildly Wealthy guided meditation. So for anyone who leaves a review, please send in a screenshot to hello@melissaambrosini.com and I will send you my Wildly Wealthy guided meditation. And if you want to get my Bursting with Love guided meditation, all you have to do is leave a review on Amazon for either Mastering Your Mean Girl or Open Wide or both. And again, send me a screenshot and I'll send those meditations to you. And now let's dive in because I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. It's so much fun. Let's bring on the incredible, the one and only, the Iceman, Wim Hof. Should we do a little bit of breathing to kick off?
Yeah, why not? Very good. Yes.
Let's do it. We can't do an interview with Wim Hof and not have some breathing in there.
Maybe very good to start with, without knowing who I am. No thinking, just breathing.
Let's do it.
So there we are. Relaxed in the morning, you in the afternoon. So you got a belly and you got a chest. Take them fully in. Let it go. 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 Little bit dizzy, little bit lightheaded. All good. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Very deep. Very gentle. Pace. Slowing down everything. Changing the chemistry. That's exactly what we do. No hocus pocus. Just the magic of the physiology. Fully in, letting go. 10 more. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in, letting go. Six more. Five. Four. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. If you become dizzy, lightheaded, loom in the body, tingling, all okay. Two more, come on. Here comes the last one. Fully in, let it go, and stop after the exhalation. Close your mouth, stop. Witness. Just be. What we did right now is blowing off carbon dioxide, CO2. Body has filled up itself in the lymphatic system with oxygen, more than normal. That's why you feel so different. There is no need for breathing without force. Because the carbon dioxide trigger has reduced in the chemistry, in the blood. Now, the deepest part of the brain is being activated, thought of inaccessible, and it has been shown. And that shoots out our adrenaline without the need of breathing. The reactionary part of our brain says there is no oxygen. Adrenaline comes. 3, 2, 1, fully in. Hold. Squeeze to your head. 3, 2, 1, let it go. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Powerful.
It is. Our breath is powerful, and we are able to use it to change deeply old systems inside, to activate very deep systems thought of inaccessible by humans. And now we have shown differently in the university, and people doing this in consecutive rounds were able to defy a bacteria injected. And normally that is not possible. So this is a real answer to the today's problem of the virus pandemic. In the beginning, it brings down the inflammation effectively. Bacteria injected, causing inflammation like fever, headaches, uncontrolled shivering, all that is what a bacteria, E. coli, does. You feel very sick. But if you do these breathing exercises, then the inflammation goes effectively down. So you are in control over your own inflammation by boosting the immune system effectively through these breathing techniques. That has been shown.
So you're basically saying that we can never get sick again if we use this breathing technique?
We are able to influence that what causes disease, that what causes inflammation effectively. That has been shown. If I say on the streets, hey, we can beat any disease, then they see me as a charlatan, as a guru who is ripe for the psychiatric asylum, and they will get me with the police and escort me nicely to those homes. You know, the world is in pandemic right now, and the only stress I see is on mouth masks and 1.5 meter of each other. They don't talk about what can you do yourself. What can you do to boost the immune system? I don't hear them. And that is because of the industry. They want to make money.
Exactly. They would be out of business. If everyone said, just do some breathing techniques, do the Wim Hof method to lower the inflammation in your body, they'd be out of business, Wim.
Yes. And it is for free. We have a free app on our website. You can look it up. It is completely endorsed by science. And it is the beginning. It shows the beginning. The professors, they say, this is the beginning of a new revolution of self-awareness, self-help, self-care, consciousness that will make people much more independent and self-aware in the future how to deal with their mood regulation and anything that crawls within us called bacterial or viral stress that is disease.
Wow. Yes. Awesome. We'll link to that in the show notes. I want to check out that app. That's amazing. So my husband has been doing your method for years. You were chatting to his production team when he was working on a movie about 6 years ago called Superhuman. I'm not sure if you remember. He was the EP on that movie. And so he has been doing your method for years. And I have to be honest with you, Wim, I shied away from it a little bit because whenever I had done breath work in the past, I would get so scared of the dizziness. I would have fear around, oh my goodness, I'm going to faint. I'm going to pass out. And I would be too fearful to lean into the breath work. So what would you say to me? Like, what about other people that are listening that are like, oh no, I get dizzy and I might faint?
dizziness and you might faint feeling is a symptom, is a signal. It shows you don't go too far here. Don't go deeper. Don't go deeper. You have to gain control here. Not when the control is no more there. You have to gain control here. This is the signal. Treat me well because I am showing you. That is what signals do. They show you. They help you. Respect it. And then slow down a little, but go again. The breath is able to go into the deepest of our physiology, like water. It goes into the deepest of our physiology and it causes flow. It cleanses the body. It takes away inhibitions, blockages. Whatever is inhibiting the flow, it will take it away. When you become fainty or dizzy, there is something going on. And that needs your attention, neurology, your perception, your consciousness. And there you can self-heal. You can take it away. But you are a very vibrant, conscious woman. So you did not need that all. Your consciousness is also able to travel through the body. Your consciousness is neurology. Neurology is part of the nervous system, and that makes the electricity flow through the body, neural activity. That is your consciousness, your perception. That is neurology.
Right. I thought you may have said to me, breathe through that dizziness. But I love that you said, like, that's my body giving me a signal and it's time to pull back a little bit. So I love that so much. Thank you for that clarification. Your method is pretty incredible. I want to talk about it. But the reason you got into this was actually because I read that your wife took her own life and you were dealing with very severe depression, and this is how you created your method. So can you tell us about that?
Yes, of course I can tell, and that should be told. I am like anybody who has undergone a severe trauma. My wife, she suicided in 1995, jumping from an 8-story down after kissing her baby's goodbye. That is real terror. It's a beautiful woman. She was also always so extroverted, so alive, so talkative, dancing. And then suddenly this shadow came in our lives and it took her life. She couldn't live with that. It was a terror. And that terror made her jump from 8 stories down. You don't do that just because there is a slight headache or a slight depression. You do that because there is something, there is a terror going on and you cannot stop it. And it makes you follow those voices and whatever those coercing powers are in our brain, deregulating our consciousness, it's terrible. So she jumped and I stayed behind with 4 kids. 4 kids alone, very young. And there we were, devastated, torn, brokenhearted, nagging every day, the missing. She was the love of my life. I had 4 children with her. And to me, it was, I'm going to spend my life, the rest, with you. And I love it. And then the shadow comes in and she's been taken away. So that is the situation wherein the train of daily life goes so fast. You cannot just grieve because you lose the train. You lose it, the control of everyday life. While I, with very little money, had to take care of 4 children. You cannot even allow yourself to fall into a depression. You have to be there with the kids. So the kids, my children, the little babies, the little lights, the beautiful little lights I had around me, they made me survive. And the cold water, because when you go into the ice water, you don't think. You just survive. You survive and you come across deeper powers, which normally are not connected to us because we don't expose ourselves in ice water on a regular basis. We don't do those things. We live in a comfort zone behavior. So every day I found relief of this nagging, broken-hearted grief, pain in my head, in my body, by going into the ice water. That healed me. It healed me because it gave me space inside. It made my mind still, and I felt power, like energy, survival, fully in control. And now, 25 years later, almost 26 years later, now I am changing psychiatry. I am changing psychiatry with the doctors and with the professors, showing in brain scans how to tap in to the deepest part of the brain, which is regulating our emotion. If you learn to go into the cold, then you learn to get a control over the survival mechanism, the fight, the flight, but also of the emotion. And that made me heal myself. Not only I was able to show this in universities, in brain scans, how to tap in consciously. So anybody who is getting deep trauma, deep depression, deep psychosis, deep mental disorders, or just feeling bad and you cannot do anything about it, this is the method developed from an experienced man from the grief into happiness, strength, and health, now guaranteed. And this is what I do through university studies, showing we can defy a bacteria injected. You can come with the bacteria, which normally makes people sick, not with me. And if you follow my protocols, the free app, then you will not become sick when inflammation is striking your body and your mind. So you learn to regulate your mood deeply. Whatever's out of control, you get it in control. And the inflammation, you will learn to bring it down. So that is full circle from grief to happiness, strength, and health. And now I'm able, because the whole of psychiatry is not able. The answer has come from nature, from real experience, life, trauma, going into nature, not into the books. And now I'm showing in brain scans how to deal with mood, mental disorders, and inflammation.
Which is just on the rise at the moment. Like, the mental health is on the rise. Suicide is on the rise. Depression is on the rise. So you're saying that your technique can really help with this. So can you tell us a bit more about your technique? It's a combination of breath work and cold therapy. Is that right?
Yes. Cold therapy is like a stressor, a natural stressor, very aggressive. If you go into the cold, it's like shocking.
Yes. I know that feeling. Like, when I have dove into the ocean, it like takes your breath away when it's so cold. It literally takes your breath away. Does that still happen to you when, I mean, you have swum under ice in frozen lakes, like crazy temperatures. Does it still take your breath away when you get in there?
Yes. You know this song, Take My Breath Away. I love it. I love it. I love the cold water to take my breath away every time. No, I go and immerse inside. I feel great. I feel strong. I feel like it is harnessing me, like it makes me strong like a knight. And this is natural protection, because the layer, the biggest organ of ours, is our skin. So we never expose it anymore to natural forces like rain, cold, heat, pressure, all those things. So it is always encapsulated.
Yeah, we go from like air-conditioned houses to air-conditioned cars to air-conditioned offices. And so our body is never really in the natural temperature. Like, we have our windows open all the time. We try not to use the air conditioning. We want the natural flow. So tell me about, I mean, there's so much science now, as you have shared with us, on the benefits of the breath work and of the cold therapy. I mean, you've run marathons in board shorts, in the snow, barefoot. When you first started, did you have fear? And if so, how did you move through that fear?
Actually, no fear. After my wife's death, I really took it consciously on how to still my mind and still the nagging pain of being brokehearted. That is really psychosomatic. It really depresses us. It brings our electrical system, that is the nervous system, it brings it completely to deregulation. And that is painful. That is nagging. That is completely confused, like fusion. Electrical fusion, short circuit your body after being brokehearted. That is really the matter. It's physical. So I took that on. And I had to find an effective way how to still my mind and to bring this nagging experience to stop, to a stop. And a cold water did it. I did it very consciously. That made me able to look at it and see that it was so effective. Hey, this works. This works. This works. You know, every time. Then I began to develop therefrom, very consciously, to challenge myself more with the cold. And it made me able to do 26 world records, so many more challenges. The television, you can say that I'm crazy, but the television is really crazy. They can do challenge me. Can you do this? 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 Can you do more? We got all the superhumans now doing the series on the Man on Wire, the Spider-Man, the Birdman, and the Iceman. And you are the Iceman. Can you do it? Yes. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? And that's the confidence I had gained through going on a regular basis into the cold, learning to control that stressor. And that moment in the phone call with the BBC, I told them, yes, okay, I never had to run a marathon before. I said, in 2 months, I will run a marathon, full marathon, barefoot, beyond the polar circle in mid-winter in shorts. Is that all right? Yes, 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 yes. So I did that. And once I did that, I had done more documentaries with Discovery Channel and other channels on swimming under the ice, staying for 2 hours in the ice, hanging by one finger up in the air in the midwinter when you lose dexterity in the hands because it's freezing. I have done all those things. Then I thought, listen, I've done swimming, running, standing in the ice, being up in the air, climbing mountains in shorts in the winter. Now, I did it all. So, okay, in half a year, I will go run a full marathon without training in the desert, without drinking. And I did that. And together with a physiologist was measuring me up. And they saw I had a complete control over the core body temperature, which normally it's out of your control. When the heat comes or when the cold comes, it gets into fever or to hypothermia or hypothermia, you know, cooling or heating. You have no control. And I showed complete control over that through the breath and through my conscious will. And that conscious will, if you train yourself into your body, how to be in the cold, you can do the same in the heat because it's the same temperature mechanism. That is the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is also involved into emotion. and into pain and into euphoria. So the mood regulation, the good feeling, and how to suppress pain and how to activate the adrenal axis is all done by the hypothalamus. And the way to train it is by exposing oneself to cold gradually without force, because we are built to be having that control neurologically. Only nobody has taught us in the world, in our schools, how to become happy, healthy, and strong. Happiness is control of the hormonal system, the endocrine system. That is, for example, adrenaline. If you are able to control and activate the adrenal axis, then you reset the body and you make it to function to the utmost, the best, because you have to be ready in fight and flight. That is a conscious connection with the brainstem, thought of inaccessible, and now it's accessible. And we are able to control it. And that is able to fend off danger in any shape. That could be mental stress, could be bacterial stress, viral stress, emotional stress, stress of your neighbor, stress of your little kid, stress of yourself, of your own thoughts, whatever. Whatever is endangering the effectivity of your being, of your well-being, because in nature, you need to be alert and there and be able to function. But we have gotten so abstracted in our society that we got these air conditionings and these heaters and the cars, and we are completely encapsulated without being stimulated directly to nature. And that's why we lost the connection. And now, with the viral infection, we cannot resort to our own mechanisms to bring it down. And that's showing the weakness we have gotten into.
Absolutely. I just want to let everyone know that you're 61 years old. 61, you've just had a birthday. So happy birthday for last month. 61, you are testament to your method. You are testament to your method. Like, look at what you can achieve with the combination of the breath, the combination of the cold water.
In my birthday, I wanted to show, I went for 61 minutes into ice water.
61 minutes.
Yes. And then show peace, control. Control of the mind over the body.
You're amazing.
We are all, that's it. If I'm amazing, then everybody is able to be amazing and strong. And these older people, I want to restore the respect for the older people, because they are actually have a great mind with the experience they have. Only we are never schooled. And now they treat the elder people, the older people, like garbage inside elder homes. Put them in front of a television and apathic, and then with a box full of medicines. That's the way we treat our elders. Their power is gone, and that power should be reinstalled. I train older people to go with me, climb mountains, what youngsters cannot do. And last time I had a person who was 76 years, he was suffering from Lyme's disease, and he climbed with me the Kilimanjaro in shorts. In 31 hours, he did it.
Wow. Yeah,
which normally takes 5 to 9 days, and only 40% then, the fully dressed, are summiting. The success rate is 40% of the people doing it fully dressed in 5 to 9 days. This person, 76 years old, with suffering from Lyme's disease, he did it in 31 hours. Wow. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
The power is in the mind.
Yeah, and I love what you said. Like, if you can do it, we can all do it. Everybody can do it. And it's free. We have access to our mind and to the cold and to our breath, and it's all free. And I love what you said before. You said start gradually. So My husband does cold showers and we live on the ocean. And so we're now going into the cooler months. And so he's in the cold. There was a time many years ago where I was doing cold showers, like turning it to the really cold before I got out. And I was doing this in winter. And I cannot tell you how incredible I felt. I felt amazing. I felt healthy. I felt strong. But I've now gotten out of the habit and I feel like I'm a little bit like I'm enjoying my warm showers and more hot showers. So tell me, what do hot showers do to us? Are they good for us? What are they doing to us?
Hot showers open up the veins. So hot showers open up the veins, the arteries. And that is very relaxing. That's okay. But cold showers, they really train the vascular system. Because most of the day, we are in warm clothes. We are covered by clothes. That means that the vascular system is always open. It's open. The dilatation is there. And that doesn't make them necessarily strong. Strong they get when you get into the cold. Then it constricts. And with the vascular system, and we really underestimate the vascular system in Western society, because it is actually cause of killer number one in society of deaths is by cardiovascular related diseases, because we never train our vascular system. So we should come up with vascular fitness, not only muscles outside, but muscles inside. Inside, yes. We have 100,000 kilometers of blood vessels. 100,000 kilometers. And that is in everybody of us. And they contain little primitive muscles, millions of them. They help the blood flow. But if they are not stimulated, then it's like a muscle. If you don't train it, it becomes weak. And then the vascular system becomes weak. And it's not helping the blood flow go through the system. Then the heart needs to pump more. That is stress. And when it doesn't go as it could go with the optimized vascular tonus, when the blood flow isn't going as well, then it doesn't reach the cells as much as it could do. So we lack energy. Mm-hmm. We lack energy because of that, because the oxygen, vitamins, and nutrients go through the blood flow, through the vascular system, to the cells. But because all those millions of little muscles, they are not helping because they are not stimulated, it is very difficult for the heart to compensate the loss of help of all those little muscles. You see? A cold shower trains those millions of little muscles. And when it does, then the heart rate goes down with 20, 25, 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That is one thing. That is stress out of there.
Wow. So you're literally like removing the stress.
Yes, exactly. People should know that a cold shower is not to become tough. It is to become flexible inside and yes. Powerful inside.
I had a mentor once say to me that the key to longevity is infinite internal flexibility.
Yes, exactly. And this is what it does. It makes it flexible, the vascular system, which is 100,000 kilometers. That is 2.5 times the world around equator. That is in us. And those roads, that itinerary, has millions of little muscles to help the blood flow go. Otherwise, the heart needs to pump so hard, and that causes the stress. That stress can be out of us with cold showers. I always say a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, I love that. You have inspired me, Wim. I'm going to get back into my cold showers. You have really inspired me. I'm doing it. One of my bucket list things to do is to come and do one of your retreats and get in the snow. And I want to be in my swimsuit in the snow. And then I want to dive in that cold water with you. And that is on my bucket list. And I will do it with you one day. But I want to know, are there any times when we shouldn't do the cold therapy? Like, I'm thinking, I've heard in terms of Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, when a woman is menstruating, they say that you shouldn't be exposed to too much cold. And same with when you're pregnant and once you've just given birth. And I'm not sure if there's any times when you're, you know, if you've got some illness, but are there any times when you shouldn't expose yourself to cold therapy?
A cold shower doesn't harm nobody. Ice water, that is something different. That is a step beyond. But a cold shower for pregnant women is marvelous because it trains the vascular system, and the vascular system is the blood flow, and the blood flow gets to the fetus. It gets more enriched, oxygenized nutrients, and all the life force goes better into through the umbilical cord to the fetus, to the unborn. And it's better. It's better. So in case of burnouts, people who have burnouts.
Like adrenal fatigue or something like that?
Yes. The cold shower should be preluded by breathing exercises. Because then those people have a deregulated system. And their energy building up, processing is not as good. So they don't react good on a cold. For those people, I say, regulate first your system through the breathing. And once you do the breathing, you feel different. You feel you get a sense of control back. And that is energy. You want energy. You want to feel energy. And when you, once you have that energy, you are able to go into the vascular fitness exercise, the cold shower.
What about when you're menstruating and when you've just given birth?
Yes, as long as you feel like, okay, pain, for example. Menstruation is a cleansing process. The cold shower also cleanses ourselves. It gets everything that is inside. It contracts. The 100,000 kilometers, it will contract. That means it squeezes out that what needs to be squeezed out, what needs to be excreted, it will excrete it. Mm-hmm. It will help cleansing. In 2 minutes cold shower, don't do that in the beginning. Begin with 30 seconds. But 2 minutes, in 10 days, you will be able to do 2 minutes, no problem. In 2 minutes, it shows you become in your blood alkaline with 2 minutes of cold shower. And you can also do this with the breathing. You become alkaline. Within 20 minutes of doing the breathing exercises, you can test it with a paper. You pee on it before and you pee on it after. Then you see a big difference. And that is because you influence deeply into the chemistry. A cold shower doesn't harm nobody, except for maybe people who feel very weak. Then don't do it. First, do breathing exercises until you feel that you got a hold of yourself, that you got that you sense control over yourself, power.
And it's only for 2 minutes, so start with 30 seconds. And is 2 minutes all we need each day?
Yeah, that's it.
Easy, easy peasy. We can do that.
Yes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, good cold shower does it. It harnesses you. You feel, you can see it as a noble force. So you can see how it activates your skin, the electroreceptors, the temperature receptors. They are all ignited then. And that all over the body, that feels like you got a harness around you and that you are ready to take on the world.
That's exactly how it feels. You feel like a superhero when you do it. So I want to know, can we pick and choose different parts of your method? Like, could we just do the breath work, or should we just do the cold exposure or the meditation? Or do you have to do all of them together?
The best is to do it together, because the cold trains the vascular system. The breathing changes the chemistry. And that all together, those two together, they bring confidence. They give you a sense of control. And there, your mindset is changing. You get a hold over your psychic abilities, over your physical abilities, and that makes it will create confidence. And that confidence is being not only welcomed, it is being rewarded by a better connection and control over all the systems. It's the lymphatic, the cardiovascular system, the autonomic nervous system, and the endocrine system. So all those systems, and not to forget the immune system. It is so simple how to connect with that all through cold showers and the breath. If you do them together, then really it's effective. If you can't do cold showers, do the breathing. The breathing right now, for example, is amazing. People who are paralyzed, I'm doing a study on people who are paralyzed, they have a deteriorating condition of their lungs because they are lying all day long. And their blood flow is really not good. But these breathing techniques are able to train the person who is doing this, activate them more than somebody who is running. Can you imagine? People who are paralyzed are not able to walk or to run, but they can train their vascular system more than somebody who is running. That is breathing. The real breathing is a workout. Yeah. It's real. It's strong. It goes deeper than running. How deep does it go? It goes everywhere in your blood vessel system, everywhere. And we got a big lack of that in our society. And that creates, of course, a disconnection. And that disconnection, you can really solve it very rapidly going into this breathing techniques. Like we did one round now, and you stayed 1 minute and a quarter, 75 seconds without breathing after exhalation. If you do round number two, we go to 105 seconds without breathing after exhalation. We do three rounds, we go to 2.5 minutes. And four rounds, maybe to 3 minutes without air in the lungs. Can you imagine how powerful that must be to your system? That is full stress while you are in control. And there is no force. And thus you regulate your body inside the depth everywhere. That is what the breath does if you do it right. You can do it apart. You can do it as a whole. As a whole, it works just simply better. But apart, it works as well.
In an ideal world, how long would we do the breath work for? So we'd do 2 minutes cold shower. And then ideally, for everyone in an ideal world in the morning, how long would you want them doing the breath work for?
We just did a last study in San Francisco. It's almost finished with 140 women, and they do the breath work for 20 minutes and 2 minutes of cold shower. And it has tremendous effect. Become much more tranquil, much more confident, much less reactionary being to anything stressful. They have more energy, they are more poised, and they don't become sick anymore. You know, all these little ailments, little aches, it's gone. Why is that? Because we have great systems when they are able to be activated and are not dormant, but are alive because the blood flow gets in there, the oxygen gets there, and we open it up and there is flow, then it is able very good to answer any little ailment, ache, mental disorder, inflammation. We are becoming alchemists. We change the chemistry. We bring it to the way nature meant us to be. And that is happy, strong, and healthy. So 20 minutes of breathing, 2 minutes of cold shower, does it. Take one or two exercises more. You feel super.
Oh, yes. And I want to feel super. I want to feel super. So do you have to do the breath work first, then the 2 minute shower, or it doesn't matter what order you do it in?
It doesn't really matter. I would, in the beginning, do it first after. The breathing first, then the shower, that's in the beginning. At a certain moment, you have complete control over the body. You can go and do it any way you like.
And if a busy mom of 3 or 4 kids only can create 10 or 5 minutes, will they still get the benefits with just 10 minutes of the breathing instead of the 20 minutes? Like 20 minutes is ideal scenario, but will they still get the benefits?
Sure, sure. Because what you do is you change the chemistry into the depth within 10 minutes. 20 minutes is consolidating.
Wow.
People who are doing mindfulness training for 4 hours a day for four years, they have been compared to the blood results and the brain scans of people doing these techniques. And these techniques, within 10 minutes, are able to go deeper than those people doing 4 hours of mindfulness.
Wow.
They are able to go deeper inside the brain and bring blood flow deeper inside the brain. This is a fact. So if you are able to control the blood flow to go deeper inside the brain, which is controlling our bodies, and to oxygenize the bodily fluids, then you change absolutely your well-being.
Amazing.
I have to interrupt this juicy conversation to tell you about today's epic sponsor, BetterHelp. For those of you that have been following me for a while will know that back in 2010, I hit rock bottom and ended up in hospital with my health taken away from me. I was dealing with a whole host of physical health issues, which you can read about in Mastering Your Mean Girl, but I was also dealing with some mental health issues from anxiety, panic attacks, eating issues, and depression. So that was the first time I started seeing a therapist, which helped me so much. From there, I have worked with so many coaches, counselors, therapists, and mentors who have all been very supportive for my growth and evolution. This is why I'm such a massive fan of getting support when you feel you need it. Some people think that you have to do this thing called life alone, but let me tell you, you don't. You don't have to do it alone, and reaching out for support is okay. In fact, it's very brave and courageous. This is why I love BetterHelp, which connects you online to over 4,000 licensed therapists, counselors, and caring professionals that specialize in the issues that you want to talk about. Now, another epic thing is that your sessions can be done via video, phone, chat, or even text if you don't feel comfortable doing a video conversation or even a phone conversation. And you can communicate with someone within 24 hours, which is great for those times when you feel you really need to talk to someone quickly. And sometimes booking in with someone in person can take weeks. I know that's been the case for me. And all you need to do is fill out the form online and they hook you up with the best person for your needs. How awesome is that? And we are giving the MA Tribe 10% off your first month with the discount code MA Tribe. And if you're currently struggling with something, please reach out and get support with BetterHelp. All you have to do is head to betterhelp.com/MA Tribe to get your 10% off. And remember, it isn't shameful to ask for help and support. It is actually incredibly brave and courageous. So please reach out if you feel you need support and help right now. Head to betterhelp.com/MA Tribe. Now let's get back to this conversation.
You said that anyone can do this. Have you ever come across anyone who hasn't responded well to your method or hasn't been able to do it?
No, not really. Only if you do it wrong, if you go crazy on the breathing And for example, like we said in the beginning, if you feel dizzy, don't go crazy and keep on going. Listen to your body. If you listen to your body, then everybody will be able to get into his or her depth. No confusion about that.
I love that. I love it. Tell us what you do in a day. What's your routine? What do you do in your day? Like, how long do you do it for? What's your success rituals?
Yes, I love my deep breathing. So during the day, you can see me just taking a breath for free. It's for free. It doesn't cost anything. There's no $250 per breath, 50 cents, 75 cents, $20. No, it's all for free. And it's good. It's good nourishment for the energy processing mechanisms in the cell. Deep breathing. And I will do a couple of rounds as well. I go to 2-3 minutes, easy, and then I'll hold it. It makes me feel different. It cleanses my system. So I do it anyway. I always say, if you don't have 10 minutes, then take 2 hours.
You're cheeky.
Yeah, man. Of course. It's fun. It's fun because it works. It works. There is no excuse for nobody because the outcome, if you do this, is if you invest that little time into it compared to the results and the outcome, it's nothing. It's like an investment and you get it tenfold times back.
Exactly.
So you better do it. The people ask me, oh, but I have no time. If you have no time, then multiply the span of time to invest therein with 10. Then maybe you get the same results. It's the mindset.
Exactly. And it's like eating healthy and drinking clean water. It's all part of the holistic wellness puzzle, isn't it? I want to know, you have 6 children. Have you taught all of your children? What age is the youngest that we should be teaching them these techniques? And how have they responded to them?
Yeah, my daughters, I got 2 daughters. They have become full-fledged instructors in this method, the Wim Hof method. That is their dad's name. That they took it fully on and they love it. They are very bright women, 35 and 33. Years old, they are doing great and they love it. My other kids, I never pushed nobody. When I see the little kids, my younger kids, after 1 year, my little kid, my oldest is 37, my youngest is 2.5, like 2 years ago, he was barely able to walk. In wintertime here in the Netherlands, it becomes cold. It becomes cold and there's always a frosty lawn in the morning. And in the morning, then he used to go with me barefoot on the frosty lawn, barely able to walk. So he loved it. It's like natural. Don't force them. They go by themselves. And when you see them come from inside to the outside, and they are not even tweaking. They are not doing anything. They are just walking. Then you know it's natural. What we as parents do with our children, hey, put your jacket on because it's too cold outside. You catch a cold. No, get your jacket off. Otherwise, you get sick. You become sick. Let the children play. Let them go out. Let them forget their jackets. They are not stupid. The immune system of them is developing. It is not stupid. They go by gut feeling, and the gut feeling knows more than we think. My little one, who is never becoming sick, I saw him eating chicken shit. And I thought, oh, wow. No, but his immune system, this is the way they get into their immune system. And he did it every time. And I thought, Whoa, this is gross. This is gross. You cannot do this. Oh, but you have to do this because this is the immune system. This is natural vaccination. We don't need vaccinations of the outside. We need nature
We need to expose ourselves to nature, and our gut feeling, our intuition, our instinct knows everything we need.
We are so divorced from nature, and this is why I love you and your work so much, is because you are getting us back in touch with nature. And we're so precious. You know, I feel like we've become such a precious species. Like, oh no, it's too cold. Oh no, like we're big wusses. And that is suppressing our immune system. So I love that you are encouraging people to get back in touch with nature. It is so powerful. Your work is incredible. You have re-inspired me so much to get back into it. Speaking of children, if you could put one book in the school curriculum of every single high school around the world, besides your books, let's pretend that they're already in the curriculum because they absolutely should be. I feel like the Wim Hof method should be a class in every school. They should learn these techniques because they are life techniques. We spoke about before, no one teaches you how to deal with trauma and stress and depression. Exactly. And no one teaches us how to be happy or self-love. But your method does that. And it's such a powerful thing. So I think it needs to be in the school curriculum as well as your books. But if you could put one other book in the curriculum, what would you choose?
One other book. I loved Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Uh-huh. I haven't read it.
And Hermann Hesse. Siddhartha.
Oh, yes.
Those ones. And actually, the last book, I'm not a big reader anymore. Before, I read many books. Now, I write more books than I read them. So, but the last book I've been reading is of an investigative journalist, Scott Carney. Scott Carney, he came to one of my retreats to debunk me. To debunk me and to show that I'm a charlatan. And he was paid to do it. But he became my biggest fan instead. And then, because he's very thorough in his investigations, in his research, he's also an anthropologist, he dove into the method. He dove really into it to be able to, by first-hand experience, write about it. And talk to doctors, talk to institutions and to professors, etc., about this. And he built it up, a knowledge around this, which is really impeccable and non-speculative through talking to all these doctors and scientists that made it together with the adventures which I have experienced. With him, he went with me on the Kilimanjaro as well, with the same guy, the 76 years old, a Lyme disease suffering man, for the first time climbing Kilimanjaro in 31 hours. He was there with me in that climb, and we did it in 28 and a half hours. We were the first group to summit, and I mean, he really went into it first-hand experience, not just talking, walking too. So that book he wrote is a real good book for anybody who wants to read this. And it is, the title is What Does Not Kill You.
Oh, I'll link to all of those recommendations in the show notes, as well as all of your books and your incredible work. What is the most miraculous thing that you have witnessed, or miraculous transformation, whether it's from Lyme's disease or anything? What is the most miraculous transformation you have witnessed from someone using your method?
Many. There are many, too many to mention, but there are thousands and thousands of healings. And that is not because of me, it's because of people taking charge of their own self-healing power. That it is. I came up with this method. I passed it on. I had it researched through the universities to skip the speculation about it. Hey, man, this shit works. Just try it on. Find out. Feeling is understanding. There it is. You want it? There it is. You don't want it? Nice. Okay. Because there's no dogma around it. It just works. And so we got thousands and tens of thousands of healings of all kinds of diseases, from cancer to depression to autoimmune diseases, asthma to back problems to arthritis to anything. And I don't say this is an all healing thing and you don't need to do anything anymore. I don't say it, but I see it. I see it with those people. Those people give evidence. Now, we are living in this time of pandemics. They don't talk about this self-healing power of people. They don't say how to get and tap into your own immune system and learn to boost it, how to bring down the inflammation. This is the world where we earn money on people who are sick. People who are sick are the clients of the industry. This model of earning money is wrong because you never want, as an industry, as a director, you never want people to heal because you lose your clients. And it's crazy that it is going on, this model. But I say and empower to the people, listen, the science is endorsing this. It shows that we are able to beat inflammation, which is actually the cause and effect of any disease. You are in control. It has been shown. And the mood regulation, the skills to do that are in these techniques. You learn to get a hold of your own mental directness to outbalance any disorder. I tell you once again, any disorder, from panicking to psychosis to depression. That's the way we are built. We are not built to be woosies. We are built to be strong, happy, healthy. There we are. And yes, that is the most miraculous thing we got for everybody in the world. I wish everybody happiness, strength, and health. That is love. I love everybody.
You are so sweet. And I just want to encourage everybody to just try it. Try it for a week and see how you feel, because you are your own compass. You see how you feel. So I love this. Thank you so much. I have three rapid fire questions for you now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay. What is one thing that we can do today for our health? Just one thing.
Yeah, just follow up the app and try it out. Feeling is understanding. Boom.
Yes. Love it. What is one thing we can do today for our wealth? So more abundance in all areas of our life.
Wealth is energy. You represent the energy. If you are able to control the energy inside, you control the energy outside. Boom.
Love it. And what is one thing we can do for more love in our life?
Do the method, because love is composed by happiness, strength, and health. And you got plenty for yourself. So much you got.
Oh, I love it. Wim, you're amazing. Is there anything else that you want to share? Any last parting words of wisdom or anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't get to ask you?
Yeah, I think you are a great woman doing great work. Keep on doing this. You bring the light to the people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You are such a light yourself and you're doing such great work. You are helping so many people, Wim. You are changing lives. You are helping people. You are of service. So I want to know what I and the listeners can do to serve you. How can we give back to you today?
By doing it, experiencing it, and pass it on to those who need.
We can do that.
It works.
Yes, it does. Wim Hof, this has been so amazing. You are incredible. I cannot wait to give you a hug at one of your retreats one day. I am going to make that happen. My husband and I will be there. We just adore you and your work. You are a beautiful human being. High five. Should we end with some more breath work and take everyone out with some breath work?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Okay, now we are relaxed. We know the power of the breath. It is the life force and we are in control of that. We want to go to the deepest of ourselves. So relax. A relaxed body is able to open up. and bring the oxygen like water into the deepest past any blockage. So here we are, fully in. That's the belly, the chest.
And let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. And just let it go. Stick to the breath. No minding. Fully in. Let it go. Feel the pace. It is slowing down. Fully into the breath and letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. To take out stress, to bring back down the pace, just give yourself some breathing. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. This is to break the stressful cycles of mind and body. We are changing the chemistry right now. We are going past the conditioning. That what causes stress in our bodies, we are going past. And we are cleansing through this breathing. There is no doubt about it. This is the way it works. So stick with the breath. Go with the breath. The breath is your guide, and they show you the depth of yourself. Let it be. Then the rest of the day, you will feel relaxed. You will feel the absence of stress. You will feel you do not react as much as you normally do. You are in control over your own peace and power. There it is. We do five more. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Three more. Fully in. Letting go. Two more. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go.
Now comes the last one. Fully in.
Letting go.
And after the exhalation, you stop. Close your mouth. Nice. Witness. Be. Even now, we are into parasympathetic mode. That is peace, restoration. I can hear the birds outside. You can hear the water streaming. You can feel the rush through your veins, in your head. It is peace coming in. And you are in control. Now your body is in deep, deep stress while you are completely in control. It's still very peaceful and it stays very peaceful. The deepest part of your brain is being activated. It's all neurology and you are in control. You are the alchemist and you are changing it all in the depth. We go 6 seconds more. 3, 2, 1. Fully in. And hold. Hold the breath after inhalation and squeeze a little bit to your head. This is to force cerebrospinal fluid to go to the midbrain blood flow. And let it go. There we are. As simple as it is.
Wim Hof, you are amazing.
We are amazing.
We are amazing. Thank you so much. I loved it. Thank you, Wim. Blessings. I am so grateful.
Me too. Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Keep on the good work.
You too.
Keep on the good work.
You too. Yes. Lots of love. Thank you.
Yes. Lots of love and health and happiness and strength. And bring it on. Yes. We love life.
We love life. We love life. Thank you. Thank you so much, Wim. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that amazing? That was one of the funnest interviews I have done. He is such a beautiful human being. I got so much out of this episode. I am definitely inspired to get back into doing my cold showers and also doing his breath work. I'm going to download the app right now and I'm going to get into it. And if you love this episode and if you got a lot out of it too, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review in iTunes or on your podcast app, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. We can share this incredible method, the Wim Hof method, with more people. And it also means that you could potentially be the review of the week for next week, which is pretty awesome. And don't forget to email me a screenshot of your review to hello@melissaambrosini.com. to get my free Wildly Wealthy guided meditation as a little thank you gift. And come and follow me on Instagram @MelissaRambrosini and tell me your top key takeaways from this episode. I absolutely love reading what you guys take away from each episode, so please come and share them with me. And for everything that Wim and I mention in today's episode, you can check out in the show notes, and that's over at melissaambrosini.com/307. And you can also listen to all my other episodes there too. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.